Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Previously on Super Ordinary.
You're leaving.
Well, I haven't decided yet, but...
Of course, you're leaving. Aiden left. Jen left. Why shouldn't you?
It wouldn't be forever, just for a bit. I thought it might be good, but I wanted to ask you, you know, before I made a team decision.
There isn't a team, Max.
We could find other people. Jen had that whole website. I'm sure we could.
Why? So they can die too?
Justin.
Just go. You don't have to ask my permission.
You must come back here a lot. With your memories, I mean. What's wrong?
Nothing. Just this is sort of the first time I've been able to do this.
What do you mean?
Usually my powers are pretty unpredictable, I guess. Megan and I have been working on it since I got to camp, and sometimes it feels like we're getting somewhere, but usually the memories I pull people into, they're never good. Or nice.
So, why do you take my hand at the gym if you thought you were gonna...
I don't know. I'm sorry I took that risk. You barely even know me. I'm usually good at keeping it to myself, but I don't know. You were freaking out, and it just... Instinct told me you would be okay if I just helped you remember how to breathe, and I guess that brought us here.
Huh. Well, I guess that makes me special.
Yeah. I guess it does.
Miss Masters! Miss Masters, there's...
Slow down, August. What's wrong?
There's someone... Someone's at the border. They're trying to... Fuck. Someone's here. They crossed the barrier into camp.
Tandon Productions presents Super Ordinary, Episode 3, Offense and Defense.
Someone's at the barrier?
No, they've crossed it. They walked through it like it was nothing.
Okay, everyone, please calm down. We have procedures in place for this very reason. Please report to your sponsors and team leaders and find your designated positions.
Come on, you're with me, Janice and August.
Janice, the cook?
Yeah, we've got the most offensive powers, and August protects the camp. If whoever's at the barrier is here to cause harm, those of us with powers that could be helpful in a fight are on the front lines. Everyone else works on the defensive measures back here.
Harvey, you and Annika find Janice, and then meet me and August at the border.
Yes, Miss Masters.
Are we really gonna fight someone?
I don't know.
There's a whole protocol. How do you not know?
It's like fire drills in middle school. You run them just enough to feel like you're doing something, but no one actually pays attention.
No one's ever broken in before?
Not as long as I've been here.
Not since August got here, at least. No one really bothers us.
We should get out there before they're alone for too long. If they already broke through August's barrier, he won't be able to keep himself and Miss Masters safe for long.
Guys, I don't know that I'm the best person for this high-stress kind of job.
You can blow things up with your mind.
Janice!
She can!
We don't have to be so blunt about it.
Guys, you do know I can hear you, right?
Kid, look, everyone's powers are either offensive or defensive. Harvey can paralyze people when he touches them or falls asleep. Offensive. I can spit literal fire out of my mouth. Offensive. You can blow shit up with your mind. Offensive.
Yeah, but I can't blow up trees or, like, grass. My powers don't have anything to grab onto out here.
What about guns?
What?
Do your powers work on guns? Because anyone poking around here doesn't have our best intentions at heart.
You're freaking her out.
Good. No sense in pretending this isn't a life or death kind of thing. Come on. Masters and August are right up here.
Good. You're ready. August, can you tell where they are?
They crossed the barrier and then just stopped. Like, they know we're coming and are just waiting.
Can you tell how many of them there are?
It only feels like one, but they also shouldn't have been able to break the barrier without even trying.
Okay, here's what we'll do. August, you stay with me at the front. Try to keep a bubble around all five of us as we approach. Harvey, you take the back. Keep distance unless you need to get close. Janice, flank left. Get ready to launch at them the first sign you see of any danger. And Annika, If you see a gun or any type of weapon, take it apart. Everyone got it?
Yes, Miss Masters.
Yes, Miss Masters.
Yes. Got it.
Okay, let's go.
Max?
Annika?
August? Sorry, thought we were doing a thing.
What are you doing here? How did you find this place?
I needed to get out of the city, go somewhere safe. Harrison told me there was a place upstate and told me how to get here. She neglected to mention that you were here too.
No, Harrison wouldn't do that to me. This is supposed to be my place.
Camp Safe Haven is for everyone who needs it, Annika.
This place isn't safe with her here.
Oh, that's rich, coming from the girl who managed to make an entire city cower in fear.
Not... I won't do this. I can't stay with you here.
Annika, wait!
Well, you certainly know how to make an entrance.
Harvey, go make sure Annika's okay.
Yeah, sure. It was nice to meet you. I hope you like it here.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, boy.
August.
What? We don't get TV up here, and I'm tired of rereading the same three books that get passed around. It's about time we had some good drama. And you, Max, are definitely drama.
Thank you.
Welcome to Camp Safe Haven, Max. Let's give you the tour.
Annika, come on, open the door.
Annika's not here.
Okay, wow, real mature. Come on, open up.
No.
Annika! Nothing to see here. Sorry if we woke you. Annika, we're waking people up. Open the door. What are you doing?
Packing.
You're leaving just because someone new came to camp?
She's not someone new, Harvey. She almost killed me on multiple occasions.
That sounds like a bit of an over-exaggeration.
It isn't. I don't know what your life was like before here, but mine was hell. My powers were completely out of control, and everyone I told turned against me, and it made the attacks worse, and then Max and her friends chased me all around the city and kidnapped my best friend.
Oh, okay, slow down.
I can't stay here, Harvey, not if she does. Every time her and her friends showed up, my powers got so much worse, and so many more people got hurt. And I can't do that again, not when I'm finally starting to feel like things might be okay.
So don't.
I'm not. That's why I'm leaving.
No, I mean, don't run away.
I'm not running away.
You are, Annika. I know what it looks like when someone's running scared, okay? Before I came here, running away was literally all I did. The woman that raised me, Joyce, she knew about my powers. When I was a kid, she told me that I'd be dangerous to the people around me for the rest of my life.
That's horrible.
It's true. She told me that when I felt my powers coming on, I had to run as fast and as far away as I could, not stop until I was sure that no one was around. I did that for years. Running away is how I ended up here, and I always thought that something would come along and make me run away from here too.
Why haven't you?
Miss Masters showed me I could stand and fight if I wanted to. And I realized I was really, really tired of running.
I'm tired of running, too.
So don't. Stay.
What if it happens again? Max and her friends want every time. I don't want to hurt the people here.
She's taken a lot from you, Annika. Don't let her take this away from you, too.
Yeah. Okay. I'll stay. For now.
Camp Safe Haven is filled with people like you, Max. We try to make sure everyone gets the help they need, and we make sure to acknowledge that everyone's needs are different.
Harrison didn't say this was like a therapy camp.
Oh, man. Miss Masters does not like the T word.
Therapy?
You are a bold one. I like that.
August? We're not a therapeutic facility by any means, Max. We're simply a place that offers a safe place for people whose powers keep them from living a normal life. That safety allows for campers to experiment with different methods of managing their powers without judgment or fear of consequences. Most campers hike 5 miles a day, though some do stretch for more. We offer morning and evening guided meditation along with trust exercises.
Those are my favorite. Love a good trust fall.
And all this helps.
We haven't had any complaints yet. It's late, and you've had a long journey. Tomorrow we'll get you settled in and get you paired with a sponsor.
Ooh, dibs.
August.
On the sponsor bit. I'm calling dibs.
Sponsor?
Let's not overwhelm her. You can show Max around in the morning.
Sick. Respect the dibs.
For now, Max, why don't you let me make you some tea and something to eat? We'll find you somewhere to bunk for the night.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Why don't you take a seat? I'll brew some tea.
I didn't mean to scare you guys when I came here. I didn't even realize there was something guarding the camp.
Yes, we were surprised by your arrival. We've never had someone cross August's barrier like that.
That's his power? Protection?
To some degree, yes. We do prefer to allow campers to discuss the details of their powers in their own words and time.
Oh, right. Sorry.
There's no need to apologize, Max. This place is meant to be one of comfort and acceptance. We don't have many rules or requirements, really. All we ask is that you treat the other campers with respect, and they will return the same to you.
Sure, okay.
I do also aim to have clear, concise lines of communication between myself and my campers, so you'll have to excuse me for being blunt.
No, that's okay.
Will your past with Annika be a problem? I will, of course, ask her the same, but I will not stand for violence between campers.
No, I don't want it to be. We have more in common than I think either of us realized, and I don't want to make things any more difficult than they already are.
Good. So, why don't you tell me about your powers, Max? Good, Harvey. Good form.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Have you ever heard of someone's powers behaving differently with certain people?
Watch that knee.
Sorry.
Behaving differently how, exactly?
It's like a hypothetical question.
Well then, hypothetically no. Adahokan. Keep your feet moving.
Okay, well, what if it wasn't hypothetical? Would it mean something?
I'd need more details than that, Harvey. Keep your hands up.
Well, say someone's powers usually showed people really terrible things and had a really awful effect on the people around them. And say maybe that person acted on instinct and accidentally put someone in a situation where he could have gotten really hurt by his powers because he was being dumb and careless.
Did you hurt someone?
No, that's the problem. Or not the problem exactly. Look, I think it was a good thing.
Stop talking in hypotheticals. Just tell me what happened.
I walked in on Annika having a panic attack. She was totally freaking out, and I didn't know what to do. And something told me I needed to just, like, hold her hand, show her that she wasn't alone because she couldn't hear me.
Oh, Harvey.
But the thing is, nothing bad happened. We went back to this place I used to run in Portland. I helped her calm down and breathe, and everything was fine.
You remember where you took her with your powers?
Yeah. It was good. It was where I used to go when things were getting too bad for me to be around people. It's like the one place I can remember things never going bad, you know? And I keep trying to go back there on my own with my powers. But I think it was just... It was almost like my powers knew Annika needed my help. And instead of doing something horrible, they did something good.
Did it just happen the one time?
I've been too afraid things might go wrong if we try again.
Harvey, this is good. You did a good thing for Annika. Not everyone would have taken that risk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think we should try again?
I think when you find someone you can support, you should try your best to do so.
I don't even know if she likes me, you know? We just stopped fighting every chance we got, and now she's so tense with Max here and everything.
So do something nice for her. Take her mind off what's wrong and give her something happy to hold on to.
Something happy. Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Good. Now get back to work. Hands up.
So you can kind of do what you want, but try not to make anyone feel like you think what they're doing is dumb or new age.
You did say something about healing crystals a few minutes ago, right?
Just think of it as a little slice of home. It may not smell like Brooklyn, but it's just as weird.
How do you know I'm from Brooklyn?
You and your friends were all over the news playing superhero. Did you really think you were succeeding at the whole Clark Kent routine? You literally just covered the space around your eyes, dude.
Oh, I mean...
Also, I sat behind you in school for like 6 years.
You did?
Yep. You dropped out like 3 days before a masked teenager started running around with an invisible heiress. It wasn't super hard to put two and two together.
I didn't know anyone else at school had powers.
There could have been others, but I came here pretty soon after you went the fame route.
The fame part was an accident.
You were like 5 followers away from selling detox tea on Instagram.
I was literally hiding my identity. It wasn't about notoriety. I was just trying to help people.
No one said you weren't.
Why'd you come here?
After supers became public knowledge, people kind of got obsessed with finding people out. I got caught using my powers, and the school told my dad.
And he sent you here?
No. He kicked me out. Told me I was dangerous, and I'd put my family at risk by staying, so I had to go. Megan found me, invited me to come live here.
Jeez, I'm so sorry.
Everyone's got a sob story, Max. If you want to apologize for everyone's tragic past, you'll be out of breath for a while.
No, just... Your dad wouldn't have kicked you out if supers hadn't become this big, public, dangerous thing. I was a huge part of that.
Okay, fine. My life falling apart was totally and completely your fault. And everything would have been okay if it weren't for you. Do you feel better?
I mean, no, but...
You can't take the blame for everything that happens in the world, Max. You'll never get anywhere like that.
I thought this wasn't therapy camp.
Don't tell Miss Masters, okay? Afternoon therapy can be our secret.
Deal.
Come on, I'll show you the rest of camp.
When you asked if I wanted to hang out, I didn't think this is what you meant.
You complain a lot, you know that?
You dragged me out of bed to come to the gym. What were you expecting? Okay, I don't know how people hang out in Portland, but where I'm from, we generally grab a coffee or a movie before escalating straight to hand-to-hand combat.
We're not going to fight each other. Jesus.
You brought me to a boxing gym.
Just come here, put your hands out. Palms down.
Okay.
Okay, just hold them still. They're not too tight, are they?
No, I don't think so. What, you're not gonna glove up too?
One, never say the words glove up to me, like, ever again. And two, I'm gonna hold the pads for you. Put your right foot back. Yeah, give yourself a little bit more space. Yeah, like that. Bend your knees a little.
I feel ridiculous.
Calm down. You're doing it right. There's 6 different punches, okay? I'm gonna walk you through them. Don't worry about hitting me too hard. Just promise you'll aim for the mitts and not my face.
Is this a trust exercise? We only just started not hitting each other, you know.
Call it a risk. I hear you have to take 1 or 2 of those to get a reward.
Showers are down that hall, and then, you know, outside, because this is a campground. The water's always about lukewarm at best, so you know, shower at your own risk.
Real 5-star accommodations you have here.
Yeah, the concierge can be found just down that way, 4 doors down.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Real handsome guy. Knows his way around the place. Very accommodating. Always on call.
It's your room, isn't it?
Oh, you think I'm handsome?
Something like that.
You're fun, Max. I think you're gonna fit in just fine here.
Yeah, maybe. It's not the worst place I've ever been.
Please feel free to leave a Yelp review with that exact tepid description.
Hey, you never told me what you can do exactly. Miss Master said that you protect everyone, but she didn't say how. Sorry, is that a rude question? I didn't mean to offend you or anything. The people I knew with powers were my age, so I got a little, you know, curious and excited, maybe.
No, it's not rude. It's just, I thought you knew after you came into camp without any trouble. You didn't do anything to break down the barrier?
I don't think so. I mean, not intentionally. I didn't hurt you or something, did I?
No, not at all. I'll show you tomorrow if you want. It's easier than trying to explain.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
Cool. We'll swap. I'll show you my powers, you show me yours. I'll pick you up in the morning.
Wait, I didn't say anything about mine.
Can't make a withdrawal without making a deposit first, new kid. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. God, what am I doing here?
Yeah, good job. Okay, just follow the numbers as I call them out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Good. All right. 3, 4, 3, 4. Yeah, that's great. All right, keep your hands up.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Duck, come up with 6. 3. Yeah, all right. That was great, Annika.
We're done?
We've been at it for an hour. You'll barely be able to lift your arms above your head in the morning.
God, that felt so good.
You caught on really fast, too. You've really never done this before?
No way, dude. Physical fitness is not my forte.
You could have fooled me.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
No, I mean, for this, the boxing. I haven't felt this good in a while.
When I got here, I wasn't very good at expressing how I felt, and I guess... Well, talking was always hard for me. Ms. Masters brought me in here and showed me how to throw a punch and told me I didn't have to talk about anything I didn't want to. And punching shit feels a lot better than talking does anyway. I thought, well, you don't seem like you like talking much either. So I thought it might help.
You know what? I think I'm glad we don't hate each other anymore.
Yeah, me too.
That's it, Harvey.
This episode was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Mia Kadama as Annika, Brigham Snow as Harvey, Julia Morizawa as Megan, Dallas Seeker as August, Alexandra Tandon as Max, and Dominique Carrieri as Janice. Sound design is provided by Grace Corcunis. Additional sound design assistance is provided by William Finn. Original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. And our associate producer is Mary Frances Noser. To keep up with our show, join us on social media at SuperOrdPod or visit our website at superordinarypod.com.